STP, the music station of Cornelius Brothers and Sister Rose. You got to treat her like a lady. It's 801 KSTP, St. Paul, Minneapolis. That John Hines and Charlie Bush.
Once in a while, you pay for your own dinner if you're going to treat her like a lady.
That's right. Yeah.
It's a different world, isn't it?
Oh, it certainly
is. I remember
is.
When a guy
people
never,
like you and I that make it that way.
I remember when a guy would never think of going out with a girl unless he picked up the tab. And I remember even in my college days, it started to change, you know.
Oh, well, yeah. If you want to go out with me, you got to pay your own way. What do you think I am?
And now it's...
I'm in here on vets benefits.
You want to go out with me, you got to pay both that way.
Yeah, how far do you think 110 a month goes?
Back in those days, that was a lot of money.
Yeah, it didn't go that far.
Well, that was a long time ago.
Yeah.
That was a lot of money back in those days.
Just a minute, it wasn't that long.
Quiet, old man! I want to run through this once more.
Good.
I love it. The lady called, you know, I was giving the snow emergency and the plowing instructions. And she said, I live on James Avenue. Can I park there today? I don't care, lady. It's fine with me.
Park on the boulevard.
Check with the neighbors. See if they don't want you to park there.
Sell your car.
A snow emergency remains in effect until 9 a.m. this morning in Minneapolis. Because it's for 12 consecutive hours, it went into effect at 9 o'clock last night. And that's for the parking and the snow emergency routes. This also pertains to the Southwest Experiment Area. Now then, as far as the plowing of the other streets goes, east-west streets, beginning now at 8 a.m., do not park on those streets for 24 hours until 8 a.m. Saturday. And then beginning at 8 o'clock tomorrow morning, the north-south streets will be plowed. You stay off of those streets for 24 hours as well. Okay, here in the St. Paul side, a snow emergency is in effect, and the parking on the snow emergency routes is banned until those streets are plowed full width. Parking on north-south streets in St. Paul is also, those should be done by now. They should be plowed full width. And the east-west streets, beginning now at 8 a.m. in St. Paul, do not park on those streets. Until they are plowed.
You want to be
full
on the safe
width.
Side. If it doesn't look as if a plow's touched your street, I'd stay off.
That's
as
it.
As far as parking goes.
Yeah, because who knows what day it is and whether it's east, west, north, south.
Yeah, you got to be smart folks to know that.
Yes. Remember the words of little Dorothy from Kansas.
Yeah!
Toto!
As she fell off her house.
You run over my little dog Toto with a plow.
What's what with power company revolts consumers. This is Charlie Bush, KSTP, St. Paul, Minneapolis, the music station, with news and information. Emission Mission puts squeeze on Juice Giant. For the past 9 months, the Minnesota Public Service Commission has been hearing, deliberating, and investigating a rate hike request by Northern States Power Company. Yesterday, the PSC made its decision. NSP must refund part, almost $17 million worth, of the rate increase they've been collecting since last June. However, none of the refunds are going to residential users. They'll all go to business and commercial users. As Stan Turner reports, that has consumer groups up in arms.
Both MPERG and the Metro Senior Federation say the PSC ignored the needs of the public in setting the rates, and they say the increases will hit those on low and fixed incomes especially hard.
The rate case decision discriminates against us. The consumer is asked to carry the brunt of this rate increase. We who are least able to pay are asked to carry the burden of industry and business. We can't pass these rate increases on anyone else, and we can't write them off.
Both groups say they will do anything they can to appeal the PSC decision. They say they want a fair rate structure. NSP officials are also disappointed with the PSC decision because they had asked for a $48 million increase and are getting only $31 million.
I think the biggest negative effect of the decision could very well be that our ability to attract new capital in order to build and maintain our system during snowstorms and to build a new power plants may be impaired.
NSP says it will not appeal the PSC decision, but officials say it's very likely they will be back this June asking for another electric rate increase.
Heard in that report were Ted Tobler of the Metro Senior Federation and NSP Vice President Raleigh Comstock. From Rod Trongard's sports desk, the high school grapplers go at it in St. Paul. The Golden Glovers will lay leather in Minneapolis.
Five individual defending champions won two matches each yesterday on the opening day of the state high school wrestling tournament at the Civic Center. Advancing to today's AA semis were Minneapolis Central's Rick Barron at 98 pounds, Worthington's Dalen Wasman at 126. Class A defending champs who were victorious were Jeff Merritt of Canby at 112, Steve Carr of Battle Lake at 119, and two-time champ Fred Full of Canby at 142. On the team side of things, Anoka, Fridley, Worthington, and Grand Rapids won in AA, while Blue Earth, Painesville, Canby, and Fertile Beltrami won in Class A. The 1977 Upper Midwest Golden Gloves boxing tournament begins tonight at the Minneapolis Auditorium. Five 1976 champs are back to defend their titles, but three of them will be competing in higher weight divisions. All 88 boxers representing eight regions will compete tonight. The winners will be back in action tomorrow night, and the championship bouts will be Sunday afternoon.
KSTP time, 8:06, temperature reading 33 degrees. This is the story of a down-to-earth fellow who plans to get in on the ground floor of a small fortune by dishing the dirt. Robert Pentecost is trying to grow money from common dirt. Well, really not all that common. It's from President Carter's hometown of Plains, Georgia. Pentecost is a former truck driver who recently bought about 1,500 cubic inches of soil from Plains. He's selling the cubic inch packets of dirt for $3 plus postage. The packets say, "My very own piece of Plains, Georgia." Bob says if he makes a pile in dirt, he's going to buy 10,000 acres and put it in the soil bank. If he goes in the hole selling dirt, he'll dig out for his hometown of Louisville and return to herding 18-wheelers down the freeways till his kidneys turn to jelly or his hammerfoot falls off. We have to put up with more truck from winter, according to Big Wheels at Weather Bureau. Travelers advisory today and tonight. Snow today and tonight, maybe 3 inches worth. Flurries set for Saturday, 33, 23, 28. The high-low highs for today, tonight, and tomorrow. Currently, KSTP temperature is 33 degrees Fahrenheit, plus 1 Celsius.
When we were announcing the closings of the plowing information,
yeah,
one listener called, typical of the KSTP listening audience, "Which way is north?" I explained, you simply go east and turn left.
Look for the North Star.
There, yeah.
Not the North Star Inn, the North Star.
Or face Albert Lee and it's directly behind you. That's the way that the Army does it.
Use Albert Lee to guide us. That's the way the wise men did it. Albert Lee shining in the north.
KSTP, the music station.
Highs in the morning, plus Bush. 8:11. 33 degrees for the high today. It's 33 degrees right now. We've still got freezing drizzle, reports of fog in some areas. A 90% chance of some more snow flurries for the day today.
And we'd like to congratulate Phyllis Brown from Maplewood. She's going to Disney World in Florida, away from the slush and the sleet. Listen, any hour for a Walt Disney World vacation from KSTP.
Got so many of them.
Oh, 40 trips.
Isn't that nice?
Again, this year, it's going to be a big time.
Well, listen, when we latch on to a good thing, we come back with an encore.
That's it.
Encore. Encore.
Yep. Like an apple core, only.
Don't forget this weekend, snow golf.
Snow golf tomorrow at the Brookview Golf Course in Golden Valley. You're welcome to come by and spectate if you would like and cheer on the
or become a spectacle yourself.
There, this is what many of us will be doing. I would like to mention that it is a little bit slippery in some areas. And this is really an important time to exercise defensive driving. And remember what Bud Grant used to always say, the best defense is a good offense.
Or something similar to that.
You know, better to give than receive only applies to Christmas and hickeys. As far as, traffic accidents, it's better
to stay in your garage.
Yeah. Much better to hit than get hit. Make the first move. Keep it at KSTP.
If you leave me now, you'll take away the biggest part of me.
Ooh, mama, I just gotta have your love.
Oh, KSTP, the music station. John Hines and Charlie Bush at 8:16. 33 degrees for the high today. Tonight's low 23. Tomorrow's high 28. 33 degrees right now. It's freezing drizzle. A 90% chance of some more today. 60% chance for tonight. A 20% chance on Saturday. With highs Sunday at about 35 degrees. And highs on Monday and Tuesday from the lower to the mid 40s. Warming up once again and melting all of this away. That's kind of important.
As we were saying before, because they've only had the plows out, a couple times this year, haven't
That's
they?
Right.
Both Minneapolis and St. Paul.
Mm-hmm.
That means, we're suggesting they put their money in the slush fund, right?
That's right.
For the public's use?
Yeah, we could have a big party.
We'll all go out and get plowed.
There. Now you're cooking, eh? I think along those same lines. Elvis Presley's song, I'm Loody Blue, KSTP.
Changes every time.
KSTP, the music station. Elvis Presley, A Mood of Blue. Makes me wish I could put on a few more pounds right around the midsection and shove my body into a skin-tight white jumpsuit with silver studs and sing rock and roll song, A Mood of Blue, and then auction my sheets off for $150 after I slept on them.
Yeah, but that was all of them. They were expecting to raise thousands.
Yeah.
Only one woman showed up.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Klobuchar did better than that when he sold them, I think. He took bids in the...
Wow, he has a lot of relatives.
So yeah. And
all those showed up.
That makes a difference.
Just a hiss and boo.
We know you, Globe.
820 KSTP. Here's something from the sports section. The fishing season for trout in Missouri had the big opening. I think it was not yesterday, but the day before. And what they do there is there's one particular area that's popular with the fishermen, and they all line up elbow to elbow, you're just ready to... But the governor then signals the start of that season by firing a gun, knocking over a couple of trash cans, wounding three fishermen, sending one car careening into the ditch. It was kind of funny. And then the fishermen, all, you know, they're all ready to cast at the same time. Those that weren't wounded by the gun, by the governor's gunshot. Yes.
And if that wasn't bad enough.
Yes.
The trout weren't biting.
Undo it. You got a feeling like you want to break clean. Are you thinking that you've done everything? Undo it. Undo it,
Unco La La La. Undo it, break the standard routine. Undo it, Unco La La La. Undo it, seven of us a thing. Undo it, Unco La La. Brookdale Bin, happiest guy since way back when. Stands for fun, integrity, service, and dependability.
Brookdale Bin. He's the symbol of Brookdale Pontiac Honda, and that means he stands for style and excitement. The kind of style and excitement you'll feel in your 1977 Grand Prix. With the exclusive 301 engine standard, you like its smooth power. You love its more miles per gallon. Pontiac Grand Prix. It's all style and packed with excitement. And style and excitement is what Brookdale Bin is all about.
Brookdale Bin, he's come through town, wide track and his way around. He'll lend a smile to you and me with Pontiac, Honda, and GMC.
Put some fun back into buying your new car at Brookdale Pontiac Honda, north of the freeway on Highway 152 in Brooklyn Center.
Oh, 822 at KSTP. John Hines and Charlie Bush.
It's time for me.
Well, it almost is.
Oh.
It's very close. I was reading this morning's paper about the effects of the winter snow, the storm that we had yesterday. And it's kind of strange. A lot like in the case of the ferry bridge, we were not given any credit or mention.
Yeah.
And again, in this storm, we were not given one single mention.
And we're responsible for the
storm. I think yes.
We certainly called. We called on the snow gods.
No farmers even called to say, hey, John, Charlie, thanks a lot for the added moisture in our fields.
We wouldn't even mind it if it was a negative comment.
Yeah.
Just if they would recognize our responsibility.
Exactly. Individuals interested in joining the citywide Elm Watch, it's a great group. You get a little armband pad that says Elm Watch and a pith helmet, and you get to go on a red can of red spray paint. Anyhow, if you're interested in becoming Elm Watch coordinators, are invited to attend a two-part session. That's the 8th and then the 14th at 6:30 in the evening, the 5th floor auditorium of the First National Bank building in downtown Minneapolis.
They need a lot of people too, John, because you see, in an Elm Watch, you know, you have to sit there and watch the elm till either you or the tree goes
bust. That's right, yeah. Until you get the little bugs crawling on you. So they need a lot of people to sit there and watch. Do you know that 1/3 of the elm beetles did not make it through the storm?